local craft spirits made their debut in Kalamazoo earlier this month when Rupert's Brew House started producing its own hand-distilled rum out of its location downtown. But Rupert's won't be alone for long. By this time next year, three more micro-distilleries could join it, adding craft spirits to the booming wineries and brewery scene in Kalamazoo.
So we're standing in the middle of our future distilling space.
As Nick Merrill walks past the torn down walls of this worn building along East Michigan Avenue in Kalamazoo, it more resembles an abandoned warehouse than a soon to launch distillery. Peeled paint curls up from the walls. Wood panels lay in piles, ripped up from ceilings and floors. Merrill points out the only piece that doesn't look tarnished, a shiny steel boiling still for alcohol.
This will ultimately end up as a dedicated gin still. This is a small piece of what, of the whole puzzle.
This still is the only clue as to what this worn down building will eventually become. One of Kalamazoo's first craft distilleries, producing everything from vodka to gin to sweet brandy. Homemade craft spirits haven't been seen in Kalamazoo since Prohibition, but Merrill is one of a number of upcoming businesses that could soon turn it into a craft spirits hub. For Merrill, the journey started in the early 2000s when he was first exposed to craft alcohol at his father's winery in Washington State. He was only there for a few years before returning to Kalamazoo, but in 2011, he went back on a few trips when he learned to ferment that wine and transform it into brandy. He was captivated.
You know, when you walk into a distillery and there's tanks fermenting and the still's running, it's the smells that really grabbed me. It's like walking into the best bread bakery you've ever smelled. The big copper still in the corner, all of the aspects of it. It's an awesome place to spend your day.
So awesome that Merrill and his wife Joanna decided in 2011 to create their own. So far, they've got a license from the city, and if all goes according to plan over the next few months, they'll be in business churning out spirits. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. Merrill's business, tentatively called Distilled Kalamazoo, will join Rupert's Brewhouse, which is already crafting its own rums on site. So what's driving this coming boom? One big factor is a 2008 state law that slashed the cost of a yearly micro-distillery license from the state. A distillery used to have to pay $10,000 every year. That's a lot for a small startup. But now, the license costs only $100 a year.
It was basically an added benefit for us.
That's John Good, one of the founders of Revival Distilling, a soon-to-launch small distillery in Kalamazoo, specializing in old-fashioned drinks like honey whiskey. Good says the policy change wasn't his reason for starting a distillery, but he says it didn't hurt. And after he saw so many other distilleries start popping up after the change, he was convinced.
Around 2008, then all of a sudden it just started taking off. So that was really kind of just the exposure that licensing law, that change, you know, that really brought to the industry is what helped us a lot too.
Another likely reason for this liquor boom is the alcohol that's already being made here in breweries. Kalamazoo has shown its potential as a haven for tourists with an adventurous palate. Josh Cook, the other founder of Revival, says with so many visitors flooding in, there's bound to be an audience for nearly any kind of liquor.
Different flavor blends, different flavored whiskeys that we're going for. And somewhere in there, you will find a market that is striving for that, that loves it and wants to taste it.
But in order to reach that market, the drinks have got to be good, which is impossible to tell right now. With something like beer, you can just brew up a batch in your garage. But it's illegal to make spirits at all in Michigan, even just a few ounces in your kitchen, until you've already purchased a property for your distillery and received all of the proper licenses. A distiller can take classes and look at recipes all he or she wants, but when you're spending thousands of dollars to open a business, all without a real product to show people, it can be scary. Here's Grant Fletcher, who's launching the new Kalamazoo Distilling Company downtown.
Yeah, it's definitely scary, and it definitely presents challenges when you're trying to raise money to get it kicked off. You know, it's a heck of a sales pitch when you have to look at someone and say, well, I'm pretty sure I can do this.
What may make the process easier is that each of the new distilleries appears to be aiming for a different sector of the market. Rupert's is trying everything, from maple syrup rums to tequilas. Revival targets old-fashioned drinks like honey whiskey, and Kalamazoo Distilling is aiming for lighter spirits like vodka and gin. As for Nick and Joanna Merrill, they're starting with gins and vodkas, but what they're most excited about is that old-fashioned brandy made from Nick's father's wines, all homemade.
If it tastes fantastic, it tastes fantastic, and if it tastes terrible, we have no one to blame but ourselves.
You can judge for yourself once the distilleries get up and running over the next few months. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.